OFM News Extra. In touch with your world.
We know that victims of rape or domestic violence often suffer in silence. How important is it to actually report these kind of crimes?
All right, I'm Captain Silier. I'm also from the Park Road Family Violence, Child Protection and Sexual Offences Unit. It is actually very important to report these crimes, because if it is not reported, it would mean that a potential sexual offender will go free and will not be addressed in terms of the justice system.
What advice do you have for ladies or young girls who are going through such incidents and are not reporting it? What steps do you advise them to take?
The most important part for them would be to report to a person whom they trust. It can be a social worker at school, it can be a psychologist at school, it can be a friend, asking their friend to inform their parents about the situation. And then in terms of Section 54 of the Sexual Offences Act, it is required that any person who has knowledge in regard with a sexual offence must report immediately to the police. So therefore, when this is reported to an adult, the information will reach the South African Police Services. And once it is reported, the case will be opened, and we will assist the victim through all the various steps that needs to be addressed. We will take her for a forensic medical examination if needed at National Hospital at the Tsepong Center. We will assist her with tracing the suspect, addressing the crime scene, and also we will take her through the court procedures if we trace and arrest the suspect. So we will be there for them every step of the way. So we do encourage people that were hit by crime to report cases. But we also need to make people aware that when you make a false allegation, knowing that it's false, it is perjury. Once you have made that statement under oath, you have then committed a crime.
Okay. As we celebrate Women's Month, and we know that it's during this month when challenges faced by women and girls who are growing up are put to the forefront, what advice do you have for women in South Africa in general?
You want to encourage them to come forward and open up cases and to be helped to get counseling and get closure to their circumstances.
OFM News Extra. In touch with your world.